Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show. It's me, Paul Andrews, with the absolutely delightful Jill Serkin.
Hello, hey, Jules. Mr. Andrews.
Did you have a nice Easter?
I think I did, yeah. I went
you
out.
You think you did?
Yeah, I seem to remember going out. Well, I went out.
Oh, it was one of those, was it?
I got one of my...
It was a nine-bottle Easter, was it?
I got one of my groups of friends, with 10 of us, and I was going to actually ask you, but...
But you didn't.
I thought you'd probably be busy. I know what you're like. You're always busy.
Right.
So, I thought you'd be chasing a sheep round your field. But I had a terrible kerfuffle this morning, Paul.
Did you?
Awful. I think I'm the only person this has ever happened to. Took the dog for a walk, strapped up, because you know I'm on the coast, zipped up my parka, I came back in, and of course the house feels roasting when you come back in, because it's so cold outside. And I'd zipped myself, and my scarf had got caught in the zip of my parka, and I couldn't get out.
It's your age, dear.
And it was, I had to leave.
You should have called the nurse. She would have helped you.
And I started to get really hysterical and claustrophobic, because the house was boiling, and I couldn't get out. And I was, like, going up with the zip, going down. No, it was stuck. So I had to lie on the floor of my hallway with the dog licking my face and wiggle out of it like at some
I've seen the pictures. Don't worry.
Some sort of caterpillar. Yeah, it could only happen to me.
Yeah, it could. So apart from that, you had a good Easter.
Yeah.
Good.
But I did get stuck in my parka this morning, which did not make me happy.
As you would. But it was a beautiful sunny morning first thing this morning.
Yeah, but how can you get stuck in your parka?
Oh, only you can manage that, Jules.
It's never happened before.
Only you can manage that.
It was a lovely sunny morning. And anyway, it still is.
Yeah, it's beautiful out. It's a bit nippy now, but the sun's still out.
But the alpacas are all sunbathing over in the field.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, they all had sunglasses on and factor five.
And did you have any eggs this Easter? Easter eggs?
I didn't, no.
Oh.
No.
Stuart, didn't Stu buy you one?
No.
Didn't Jamie buy you one?
No. No.
All right, I'll go and get you one out of the bargain basement.
Thank you.
They'll be on sale now.
Thank you. Right, you're listening to The Business Bunker. As always, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent and increasingly the South East. So please do let us know about your business and what you're up to. You can do that in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874998 or... And this works much, much better. You can tweet us by following me, Vanilla Web, and sending me a tweet. And we've already had a few tweets in, so do keep those tweets coming in. So if you'd like a shout-out for your business or organisation, or if you're a charity doing a fundraiser or you're staging an event of any kind, then tweet and let us know, and we would gladly give you a shout for that. You can also email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But for the moment, I think we'll start off with some news, Jules.
Got a very long one here, so to speak.
Go for it.
Dancehall Days, marquee evening programme. This is for this year. Visitors can relive their favourite memories through the music of their era. You can go and sit in a deck chair while I read this, Paul Andrews. It's very long.
Sorry, I was asleep.
No, you lie down. through the music of their era in the Dancehall Days marquee at the War and Peace Revival. The event is Europe's largest and best vintage and military festival, and it takes place from Wednesday the 7th to Sunday the 21st of July at Folkestone Racecourse. It'll be days packed full of entertainment, but from Wednesday to Saturday evenings, the nights will come alive to the sounds of the past. From the 1930s, which Paul Andrews remembers well, to the 1960s.
Oh, yeah.
In the V Marquee, there will be two ticketed events, one on the Friday, the other on the Saturday evening. Friday the 19th of July welcomes back the Jive Aces with the Satin Dolts in a high-energy spectacular. In an evening also featuring a performance by Kitten Von Mew. Oh, I want to meet this kitten. Tickets cost £15 and they're available. I'm going to read out a phone number in a tick. On Saturday the 20th of July, they're upping the moves to the sound of the John Miller Orchestra in a dine and dance extravaganza. Join in And John is the nephew of the iconic Glenn Miller. And
wow.
And recreates all his own tunes. I hope you've got the music to go with this, Paul, later.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that you plan the show
with
precision. The evening will also feature a 1940s floor show, While You Dine, an all-comers jive competition, together with swing music from a trio of top DJs. They are Terry Elliott, Gypsy John, and Jeff's Two-Tone Boogie. Tickets just £25, and the phone number is 01304 81337, or 01304 813945. There's more. Shall I read it? Yes, I will. On Wednesday the 17th of July, visitors will
Don't you worry about me, Jules. You just keep going.
You told me to read this one.
Yeah. We'll read it.
Visitors will jump and jive the night away to a mixture of swing, jive, rhythm and blues, rock and roll.
It's the sheer excitement in your voice as you're reading it. It's really doing it for me.
Country boogie.
Yeah.
Ska. I could do it in an accent.
Oh, no, please don't.
Soul, Motown, all the favourite tunes from the 1930s to the 1960s, presented by the Dancehall Days.
I know. Why don't you do it in the style of Elvis?
Thursday the 18th of July focuses on the 1930s and 1940s with swing.
In the 1940s.
Music especially chosen for dancing, presented by top swing DJ Gypsy John. The evening includes live performances from the Bevin Boys and the Three Bells, together with a guest DJ spot with Jeff Two-Tone Boogie. On the 19th of July, there's a return to the 60s scene. Oh, I want to go to this. Blues, soul, jazz, Motown, ska, girl groups, pirate radio, like us, flower power and the Liverpool sound. There, I could do it in Liverpool, Lynn, couldn't I?
You can.
All helping to create an unprecedented...
Tell us when you're going to start, though, so we know.
I can't really do Liverpool, Lynn.
All right.
And that definitely wasn't...
That was Birmingham. I was doing Birmingham. I haven't made it to Liverpool yet.
We celebrate the best of this period with special sets with soul DJ and promoter Mark kicking the boogie and our host, Gypsy John Newsom. And then on Saturday night, there's Let's Rock and Roll. OK, so how to get tickets for this? You need to have two of them are ticketed events. You need to make sure you've got the wristband and all that sort of stuff. There is public camping. So this is huge. So you can stay on site and make the most of this 5-day spectacular. For full details, go to the War and Peace Revival. That's the War and A-N-D, peacerevival.co.uk, or the box office number, which is 0845 652 62 62 63. And that's the War and Peace Revival. And we will be reading that out, no doubt, next week as well, won't we?
Yeah, cool.
I'll make you read that next week.
That's really good. It's at the old Folkestone Racecourse, isn't it? So it's just around the corner from here.
Yeah.
At Weston Hanger.
You can gallop down.
It's the first year that they've had it there, because it used to be at the Hop Farm before.
So, yeah.
No, it's really good. It's going to be a really good event. And if I remember rightly, High Speed 1 train is doing a special journey from London. And stopping at Weston Hanger, so you can get a high-speed train specifically for the event. So that's pretty
great.
Cool as well, isn't it?
Do you know, your knowledge never fails to astound me.
Really?
Yeah.
Blimey.
I mean, you know about high-speed one train stopping off. That's amazing. You've got friends in high places.
No, I just remember what we read out on this show weeks ago.
Or maybe you're a train driver in your spare time.
Bit of train spotting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've had a few tweets in.
Who tweeted?
I'm going to run through these fairly quickly. Doug Harmon of Doug Harmon Photography has tweeted to say hi.
Doug.
As has the Whitstable Stove Shop, Mark Smith and the gang over there.
I bet he's the only one that's warm.
Yeah, probably. I need to talk to you, Mark. I need a wood burner.
I know, I told you.
I've given up. Now it's summer, I need a wood burner.
Yeah. Well, this is the best time to get it in, ready for next year.
Exactly.
Because they're busy. You can put your gas fire, Paul Andrews, on eBay, get rid of it, and a nice wood burner.
I'll do that, Jules.
And get a nice big one.
Right.
So that you can, full capacity, crank it up.
It's like working with your mum, isn't it? Yeah. And have you got a vest on? Yeah. And have you got a hanky?
I was very worried about you when your boiler broke down for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Weeks.
It's been freezing all weekend.
I know.
Anyway, I've also had a tweet from Tracy Bartlett.
Hello, Tracy.
Yeah, West Kent Networking and F Keys, Alex Waterston. And the guys over there in Medway at the Microsoft Training Centre, FK, thank you for tweeting us in, guys.
Avid Bunker fans.
Absolutely. Where would we be without them? I've also got this. Hello, Paul. Hope you had a great Easter. Could we have a shout-out, please? We are Coralex Media. Let me spell that. That's C-O-R-R-A-L-E-X. Coralex Media. We're based in Canterbury, and we offer online video and advertising services, events coverage, corporate videos, training videos, website videos, viral videos, and documentary-style footage.
Well, that sounds good.
They have a special offer, which is a new package called Media Plus. It's an affordable coverage for local professionals, organisations, and businesses, and it includes consultancy, a brief, a feedback report on progress. And with the silver and gold packages, you also get social media marketing and some additional services. If you'd like to find out more about that, you can find out on their website by going to www.coralexmedia. Let me spell that. That's C-O-R-R-A-L-E-X-M-E-D-I-A, coralexmedia.com/media-plus, P-L-U-S. Or you can contact them on 0753-434-7169, or you can email them at inquiries@coralexmedia.com. And that's from Jason. So thank you for that, Jason. I happen to know that Coralex are a fairly new business that are just getting started in Canterbury. So if you want any corporate videos done, talk to them. They're the people for you.
One of the few businesses you haven't bought up then yet in Canterbury.
Yeah, is that right?
Well, you seem to be acquiring quite a few.
I have a few.
Yes.
Well, you can never have too many businesses, can you?
No.
Or something like that.
There's a tweet up, which is manana, and it's at the Miller's Arms.
I thought it was tomorrow.
Canterbury, Kent. You can park in the car park opposite the pub. And
blimey, fancy that. Yes. You can park in a car park.
If you're going to be sarcastic for the next hour and a half, Mr. Andrews, then I'm going to march you out.
Okay. You're going to slap my legs.
This is run by the Kent Business Tweetup. To find out details, it's kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. The lovely Arga Gordon, doctor, and baby will be there. She's just had a new baby. Did you know, Paul?
I didn't actually know.
Yes, and she brought the baby to Katia, her name is. She brought her to Lenny's Tweetup. And she howled all the way through, so she didn't like the tweet up very much. But you're invited to this, so it's tomorrow, manana, 3rd of April, 10 to 2. It's free networking for any Kent businesses, or indeed, if you come from Essex, you could come, or Sussex, or Surrey, or London. But details, kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. Cool. And also, Matt Turner, congratulations. He's won Business Personality of the Year.
Yep.
Yes. Sorry, you gasped.
No, I was amazed.
I thought Matt's, you were going to say that you knew him.
At Matt's wonderful piece
of
news.
Do you know him?
I don't actually know.
You gasped.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's one of your period dramas you're reading about. Anyway, he won the Gatwick Diamond Business Person of the Year Award, and he is the MD of Creative Pod. The award was sponsored by Santander Corporate Banking. And the winners of the Gatwick Diamond Business Awards were announced in front of an audience of over 500 people and top business people, no less, hosted by Alexander Armstrong and held at the iconic Effingham Park Hotel.
Oh, I know that.
Do you? Have you eaten there?
No, we hold our Southeast Business Show there.
Do you?
Yeah, and the next one's on May the 17th. Thank you for asking.
Are we going to be there as Bunker?
We may well be, yeah.
Okay. I remember that last time. I didn't leave the stand. I got an award from you for staying on the stand for 5.5 hours.
You trooper.
I was a trooper. Anyway, well done to Matt Turner, Business Person of the Year. Perhaps you need to come on the Business Bunker and tell us all about
it. Yeah, isn't that from the Gatwick Diamond area? He won that as well, wasn't
Gatwick.
It? Gatwick. That famous place next to Gatwick Airport.
Shepherd Neame is toasting a national pub accolade. 300-year-old Faversham brewer and pub owner beat off stiff competition to be named the best managed pub company with 250 sites. Its managed estates cover 46 hotels, pubs and inns in a range of towns, villages, coastal and London locations. And judges of the Publican Awards 2013 said it was a highly successful managed retail estate which had shown strong innovation and performance in the last year. And this was presented by Rob Bryden in London's Grosvenor House, nonetheless.
Oh, cool.
Well done, and Chief Executive Jonathan Neame. So well done, boys, there. Good one.
Absolutely. I've got a couple of tweets I want to do. Whitstable Stove Shop has replied to my plea for a wood burner.
Yeah.
And they've also said, once again, thanks for the mention, we now have a granite supplier for inexpensive hearths, mantles, and all at very low prices.
Granite?
So, yeah, granite.
You said it in a funny way.
Did I? Mm. I was doing one of your accents. Yeah. Sorry. So thank you for that. And we've got a new listener, Hannah of Chartway Janitorial Services. If anyone is looking to review their cleaning and hygiene products, then you can speak to us. And she also goes on to say, we're first-time listeners, but you can come to us for any toilet tissues, hand towels, soap, sacks, anything cleaning and hygiene related. We're based in Headcorn, and you can call us on 01622 890 807. So that's Chartway Janitorial, based in Headcorn.
I've noticed a huge upsurge in cleaning companies. They're doing very well, actually, even in a recession.
I had a little dust round of the studio this morning when I got here.
I'm taking that rug out home today to wash yet again.
It does need a bit of a ring out, doesn't it? Anyway, we've had quite a few tweets and quite a few new listeners again.
Nude listeners. Oh, sorry, nude. I thought you said nude.
Don't get carried away, dear.
Sorry, darling. I'm sure you said nude.
No, new listeners. But do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
Bit of tunage.
It's not Duffy, is it?
It's a lovely day, isn't it?
Is it?
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, a remix, a lovely day there with Bill Withers. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, I love
cool
the way funky. You held that note.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Longest note in all time, that one. Did you know that?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Blimey.
Bill Withers.
No, I know it was.
Longest note of all time.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a quiz show now, is it?
Yeah.
For your start for 10.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Do you know your Kajagoogoo from your Dexys?
Yeah, of course I do.
Because you will definitely remember them, the 1980s. But even if you don't, you will know it was the decade of... Did you wear a rah-rah skirt?
Of course I did. Oh, no, I didn't.
Padded shoulders?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leg warmers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Chips, C-H-Y-P-S, the one that the... what are they? They're a
charity.
Children's charity.
They're a children's charity that...
Is it like a hospice?
They provide hospice services, but at home.
That's right.
For children, yeah.
Yeah, well, they have been given the opportunity of putting it on, and they're going to put on their very first 1980s night at the Royal Wells on Friday the 28th of June.
Oh, cool.
So this is a diary date for 28th of June. Two tables of 10, which can be purchased. So would you mind passing this on to friends and colleagues, she says, to dear Paul and Jules. In fact, she says, dear Jules and Paul. And we would love you to dress to impress. So you could go, because you've got shoulder pads. Oh, no, that's just your arms. Anyway, Louise Wright sends this in. She's a senior corporate fundraiser. You can book online, www.chyps.org, or you can email louise.wright@chyps.org. Great one there, and that's June, Friday 28th of June. Get your rah-rah skirts out.
Yeah, they're a fantastic charity as well, Chips. They're part of the Eleanor Lyons charity.
Yeah.
And as you say, they provide hospice care for terminally ill children at home with their families, which is a major, major thing. But you can imagine how expensive that is. So please support that, because we will be.
Being at home is what's really, really important
when you're not well. Yeah, absolutely.
You can have your animals. And
yeah,
your
yeah, especially for children.
People and, popping in. And yeah.
They are a superb charity, and we will do everything we can to help
them.
And we'll certainly be dusting off our hot pants, our shoulder pads and our flares and getting along to the 80s do.
Yeah, so you've got the legs for it, haven't you?
I certainly have, yeah. Do you know what we're going to do now?
I think we'll come to our first studio guest.
Yes. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome into the bunker Mr. Derek Cornelius of TapTX. Hello, Derek.
Hi, Paul.
Thank you so much for joining us down here. I know you had to make a long trek to get here.
Not a problem.
And you passed the sunbathing alpacas on the way in.
I stopped there for a while myself.
Derek has recently launched more than an app. I was reliably told earlier. It's a whole thing. It's a platform, is what it is. And it's a platform that I've had a look at it, and I actually have the app on my phone, and I've been using it. And it really excites me, because if you remember last week, listeners, we were talking about retail and the high street and what we can do about that. Mm. Well, TapTX is a response to that, and it's something that can help. So over to you, Derek. Tell us all about TapTX.
Hi, Paul. First of all, can I say it's called TapTX?
Sorry.
Call it whichever way you want, so long as you call it TapTX.
Thank you.
So how are we spelling it? Let's get this right.
It's TAPTX. TapTX.
Right.
Cool. TapTX.
Got it.
Okay. Well, basically, we worked with some chambers of trade 2 years ago and looked at high streets and why they were disappearing. And the reason they're disappearing, we found out, was because it's the cost of letting people know you're there. Mm. So we looked at new technology, and we looked at the reason why they were disappearing. And because of the cost, we then developed this app. As I say, it's technically an app. However, it's much, much more. It is a mobile platform. It's totally free to users, so users will always be able to get it free, and it always will remain free. Right. But the idea is that if you need any local service, you get TapTX on your phone, and you'll be able to find all the local services. Now, once we're actually populated with all the services, I believe how Google is to a PC, TapTX will be to mobiles.
Absolutely. It's an interesting thing. We were just talking off air about this earlier. In the last few months, there's been a huge spate of people finally getting it in terms of how to turn the high street round, in terms of retailers themselves. And there's lots of movements, certainly in Kent, that I've seen, of retailers starting to gang together to try to promote their high street. Well, you know, and
you're... This is exactly how they can do it. Yeah. If I can just throw in a big name there, Eric Schmidt, who's the chairman of Google, said the next big thing, because it was internet, the next big thing is called MoLoSo, which is mobile location social.
Yep.
That is what Taptex is. It is mobile, it's location, and it is social. So because it's geo-based, no matter where you go initially in this country, you will be able to get the local services because it just streams out automatically. Once we've nailed England, we will then license it abroad so that when you fly into New York, Japan, you just open up Taptex and the local businesses will stream in.
Cool. Now, as I understand it, one of the things that you're going to be offering is local discounts as well.
Well, it's for the businesses to offer local discounts, but picking up what you were saying just now, affinity groups work. Tesco's vouchers work. So, but obviously that costs a lot to get that going. But through Taptex, all you have to do is download Taptex, use Taptex, and tell your users to download it. And then once they show you they're a Taptex member, that you can give them a 5%, 10% discount because that will then retain your clients. Mm. They'll come back to you because you're offering this voucher or this discount. Mm.
And one of the interesting things about that, because there are other discounting schemes about, like Groupon and what have you, but the thing I really love about this is it's local.
Exactly.
It can be as targeted as you want.
Exactly.
You know, one of the trouble with some of the other discount schemes is there's some wonderful discounts, but you've got to drive to Aberdeen to get them or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, the thing is with Taptex also, because it's totally amendable by the client,
right.
You can go in and change your offers daily, hourly. It's entirely up to you.
Right.
It's so usable.
Okay, so anyone, any retailer or whatever that's advertising can go and do that and just
very easily. It's drop and drag. You don't have to be a technical expert. You can just go and use it. It's very simple to do.
So if you were quite smart, you could actually use that to help your stock levels as well, couldn't you?
Very
because
much so.
You know, if you suddenly found yourself long in something that you wanted to shift, you offer discounts there and then.
Well, exactly. But and one of the other things, you do get a management feedback dashboard. One of our clients used to stock ladies' clothes for a particular age from sort of 40 to 60. But when she looked at the demographics of the people that were looking at her, they were aged from 25 to 60. She then changed her stock it helped her. So it's a very strong management tool because you're getting live feedback. One of the changes that we've got, which will come, is that you will be able to take a photograph of your new stock, the pie that you're cooking, and actually send it out locally to your connections on the phone.
That is actually a massive point, isn't it? When you think about it, we were discussing the impact of the internet on retail and high streets, and one of the many benefits of internet retailing is you've got all this massive data that you can collect really easily. And one of the problems for retailers is if you collect data at all, it can take you months sometimes to assess the data and to get it all together and then react to it. And by then, you know, you could be out of business or you got completely the wrong line. So you've actually managed to bring together all the benefits of the internet with all the benefits of a physical bricks and mortar store.
Very much so. And we've managed to bring it locally because this is all about community building.
Yeah.
That's what Taptex offers. So if you're a user, download it on Taptex, TAPTX. If you're a business, you can contact us at info@taptexuk.com. The cost of it for advertisers is less than £1 a day.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Right.
But because the idea is to populate it, and so you're then benefiting not only the users, but the businesses themselves.
Right. And that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
I want to know how you, what you did, what your background is before you came into this.
Well, it was business consulting. I used to, like our fellow guests, I used to help businesses turn around. And a friend of mine who thought of the initial concept, Chris Carpenter, he had something similar to this, but it wasn't fully commercialized. We then looked at it, and that's when we started working with the local chambers of trade. And then it just made sense because it's not just about business, it's about making the community work, which is what's disappearing from certainly smaller towns. Mm. And because Taptex doesn't just relate to the high street, but it relates to every single business that works locally. Because if I said to you, who's your local plumber? 9 times out of 10, you wouldn't know. And the reason is because the local plumber.
I would.
Well, Alan, who's your local electrician?
Jules would, don't believe me.
Well, we won't go there. But the idea is that the very small one-man band who couldn't afford to advertise his services can do so now, and he can do it locally so that he can then obviously afford to go and serve his local community.
Mm.
Excellent.
Oh, that's cool stuff. So give us a shout out once more for the website so that people can go and look at it.
The website is called TapTex, that's TAPTX, sometimes pronounced Taps TX, UK, UK.com. If you want to inquire, just write to info@taptexuk.com.
Cool. And the app is available on Android App Store and iPhones and all the rest of it. Yeah, brilliant.
Correct.
Okay, Derek, thank you so much for that. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the Business Bunker. Stay with us for the rest of the show because I'm sure we'll we'll get some more feedback on that as we go through the rest of the show. But for the moment, Derek Cornelius of TapTex, thank you so much for joining us on the Bunker.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant.
That's really interesting, that.
Yeah, things like that are really going to move us forward. I'm going to get into a rant mode again.
Go on, I love you when you rant.
One of the problems is that people react in the wrong way to things. Especially politicians and people that want to influence what's going on.
Mm.
And they tend to actually make a mess of things by trying to go back to the past.
Yeah.
They try to recreate the past.
Past life regression.
Yeah, but it's rather than reacting to why something is happening and say, maybe this is an innovation and it's a move forward and maybe we need to move forward. You know, so you've got loads of politicians now going, we've got to save the high street.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why have you got to save the high street any more than you've got to save buggy whips or cannonball manufacturers?
Mm.
You know, there comes a time when things change. And what you've actually got to do is progress with the change.
Correct.
And adapt to the change and adapt
happen.
Your offering. Yeah?
Yeah,
you make things happen.
Yeah, and you make things happen. And sometimes it's an evolutionary process that a lot of people have to die off to create the space for the new to take over.
And change is not scary. Change is actually exciting.
It's
change
fun.
Is what we need. You have to change to move.
Absolutely. Mm. It's fun. It's exciting. It's innovative. It's new and it's different. And so many people try to hang on to the past rather than grab the future and move with it. And I think TapTex is a great, great way of starting to make retail in the high street more applicable.
There's also a backlash, though, against supermarkets. I'm finding that people are sort of boycotting and getting more local veg produce delivery services
and it's
local butchers.
I agree. It's about quality. It's about service.
Yeah.
It's all about, I think, the in-word is now experience.
Yeah.
As a smaller business in the high street and a surrounding community,
you
have the opportunity to give experience. Give it. Bring your clients in.
Yeah.
And with TapTex, you can do it very cheaply.
Mm. Absolutely.
There's also a feeling when I trudge around a hypermarket, I'm not saying any names such as Tesco or Sainsbury's or Aldi.
Don't mention anyone. No.
But you know, you just get this thing, you're just, you know, the music's there getting on your nerves and the whole experience is hideous. There's too much choice in my opinion. So I get a veg box delivered now and I go to my local butchers and it's fantastic. I mean, you know, Steve, in Whitstable, we've got great, great stuff. Farmers markets. So I love what you're doing.
I do. I think High Street, the whole demographics of the High Street is going to change.
Yeah,
it's going to go back to the individual shops, the individual markets, etc.
Absolutely.
And which is obviously why TapTex can help.
Absolutely. Yeah. And funny enough, in Kent, there are a couple of High Streets that are really successful. Whitstable, Tenterton and Sevenoaks are the most successful High Streets, the ones with the highest occupancy rates, and they all have the same thing in common. They're all populated with local independent shops.
Mm. Yeah.
And not with high street multiples.
I don't know about Tenterden, but in Whitstable you can still park for free in side streets because that's one of the reasons I moved because everybody parked in my road.
You can park for free in Tenterden if you park in Tesco's car park.
And then trot out.
And then go somewhere else. But apart from the parking charges, which are always a problem, one of the big things about Tenterden, for instance, is there's a lot of parking. So even though it's chargeable, you can actually park. But there are other places, like Maidstone, for instance, where it's actually quite hard to park, whether you pay or not.
Is it also about the fact that in Whitstable you do get quite a few yummy mummies who stay at home?
Mm.
And so they have the kid in the buggy and they walk down like I used to, you know, with the pram and load up your parsnips at the bottom of the pram and then go home.
It's like anything, though. There's a different demographic, isn't it? Because Whitstable's a very trendy seaside town. Tenterton's a small market town and Sevenoaks is quite a vibrant, fairly close to London kind of town.
Yeah.
So they're different demographics and they're different markets, and there's different reasons why they work. But to me, the biggest issue is if you walk down any of those high streets, the successful shops are all independent, specialist, organic, fresh, local producers.
I agree, but also just thinking back about your parking issue, even if you have got paid parking, if shops, as we said earlier, as a community, get together, they get the Taptex users, offer discounts to Taptex users, people are then saving money, and they're going to come to the high street to save money, and they can afford the parking fee that they've got to use.
They can also there was a cafe in Canterbury that used to do, they would refund your parking if you went in there and had lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was great, you know.
Yeah. That's the kind of offers you can have, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and you don't have to offer it every day. You can do it as a special or a one-off day.
You can do a daily offer if you
absolutely
wish. You can do a seasonal offer.
Blimey, we've sorted this, haven't we? We've got it all cracked.
For me, it's a no-brainer. Yeah, for advertisers,
absolutely,
it's a no-brainer. And for users, it's
absolutely
free. It's a no-brainer anyway.
Good stuff. Okay, well, on that, funnily enough, I've got this. It was tweeted, but I've also got an email about it. The new Love Tenterton loyalty card.
Oh.
We'll be going live soon. The logo's sorted, the brochure's being designed. We should have proof by this afternoon in time for our Chamber of Commerce networking event this evening. Most of the shops and local businesses we've spoken to are very supportive. The loyalty card will sell for £1 and cardholders will be able to show their card at participating shops and businesses in Tenterton for a wide range of special rewards, e.g. 10% off of restaurant meals at the Badger Indian Restaurant, and our web pages will be developed soon. They have two websites, www.lovetenterton.co.uk and www.tentertontown.co.uk, and that's from Sue at lovetenterton.co.uk.
Sue should be contacting us because she could go on Taptex and then
absolutely
push the card.
Absolutely.
I'm sure she will after
absolutely
the show.
Yeah. And it just shows you these kind of things are happening. And Roger Casper, who you know very well, Jules,
yes,
the
Chronicle
editor of the Seven Oaks Chronicle, he was the leader of the of the initiative in Seven Oaks to introduce the incredibly successful Seven Oaks loyalty card as well.
Well, he's heavily involved with Custard Bird, which you will have to sort her, find her on Twitter at Custard Bird. Very good Twitter person, but she was sort of a founder of Support Local in 2009.
Don't get drawn into this.
she found she couldn't buy Bird's instant custard on the high street, and it went viral, and there's a book
for those of you that don't know, there's a book instituted by someone not a million miles from here called Whitstable Mum in Custard Shortage, which was a headline on the local paper,
published by Penguin.
Yeah.
Penguin
available
books
in all good bookshops and Amazon. Yeah,
it was
whatever.
Her bestseller last Christmas.
Yeah, I wonder who wrote that then.
Yes,
Jules, do you
I
know
wonder. No,
I don't know.
No.
Anyway, the book is quite funny because it's a series of local newspaper headlines of a similar ilk to Whitstable Mum in Custard Shortage.
Well, let's put it this way: Roger Casper's Twitter name is at Custard Casper,
right?
Casper with a K. And Mr. Andrews, while we're talking about local and travelling and things, didn't KLM start their Schiphol flights on the 2nd of April?
They did indeed. Today.
Yeah. Oh, today.
They start today.
Yeah.
I was invited.
Abu Dhabi?
No,
only
to
I've
Schiphol.
Got my suitcase.
Funnily enough, Jules, I don't know, just call me silly, but the Schiphol flights go to Schiphol rather than Abu Dhabi. I don't know why that would be.
No, Paul, they go to Schiphol, and then after that, they go on to Abu Dhabi.
They go on...
And Anad Kalam Arabi, so you need to take me with you.
Absolutely. Yes. They do interconnect all over the world,
exactly,
and they have some fantastic offers at the moment on very low-cost interconnecting
£397
flights. Yeah, to New York.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But anyway, the flights go to Schiphol. And they started today. There's two flights a day out of Manston, run by Air France KLM.
I know, because they practically come in my living room
window. I know you've been waving to people as they pass your window.
They do. They're coming nearer and nearer. I had to close my window the other day.
The Business Bunker were actually invited to the launch party today, but of course we're on air, so we couldn't go. But
what time does it finish?
I have no idea. Are you going to pop in on the way back?
Yeah, I might do. Via Abu Dhabi.
Grab a quick flight.
Yeah.
Back home to Cairo.
Yeah. I'd love to.
Yeah.
A little bit of falafel.
A bit of what?
Falafel.
Okay.
What did you think?
Derek, you've learned very quickly. You have to ask around here. Yeah, you're very right.
With some hummus and tahini.
Yeah. I've got an email here from a building company called Holdeck, and they say their mission is to make a difference in the building industry, offering an A-star service guaranteeing the following elements: reliability and timekeeping, courtesy, tidiness, and excellent workmanship. Holdeck is a building and home improvements company with over 20 years' experience. At Holdeck, we care about what our customers want, offering a reliable service, great value for money, and complete peace of mind. We're based in Dartford, but cover a vast area for your building and home improvement needs. Areas include Bromley, Bexley, Gravesham, Medway, to name a few. And we do everything from building single-storey extensions, loft conversions, garret conversions, structural steelworks, kitchen design, kitchen fitting, bathrooms, and everything in between, including painting and decorating. We supply you the right tradesman for the right job. We're also a proud member of the checkertrade.com and the Kent Invicta Chamber. So to find out more about them, you can visit their website, which is www.holdeck.com. That's HULDEC.com. And that's from Dan Holbert, who's the MD of Holdeck Limited, the building company from Dartford. Yeah, so thank you for that, Dan.
We could do with a builder on, couldn't we?
Yeah, we haven't had a builder, have we?
No. Well, I have, but not on the show.
I don't even want to go there. I would have liked to have invited Danny Tickner back on.
Yes.
From Sampson and Gas, especially with my boiler saga for the last 6 weeks.
I know. He does. He asked me to send him a picture of my boiler once, which I thought was rather sweet on Twitter because I was having problems.
Yeah, I noticed your Neff cooker went AWOL over the weekend as well.
Yeah, it's one I inherited. But that's going to cost me over $1,000, isn't it?
I've got a tweet here from another new listener, Helter Skelter. Please shout out about Helter Skelter. We're a lovely children's indoor play centre with a quality cafe, and we're based in Broadstairs, and it's very quiet today, so can people come along?
You'd think they'd be heaving, wouldn't you, at Easter?
Yeah, yeah, Easter holidays. So, well, maybe not enough people know about it.
They
maybe
should
not
be on TapTex.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, and they could be doing a special offer, couldn't they? So, Helter Skelter in Broadstairs, children's indoor play centre. Get there.
Did you know, Paul, that
yes,
on the last Thursday, the 28th of March, they had the Kent Business Women in Business Awards?
I heard about that.
Which was a gala event at the Great Danes Hotel, it says here. And it was in Maidstone. And the event was the brainchild of Hilary Steele of Kent Ideas. And they're also launching Kent Women in Business magazine.
Oh, right.
There you are. So they could probably get you a centrefold, couldn't they? I'll take a picture of you.
Thank you.
So the guest of honour was celebrity chef Rosemary Schrager, and she invited for the investment she's making in Kent with her new cookery school in Tunbridge Wells, and that opens in May. So also they had Ian Palmer on, BBC South East. I love Ian Palmer. Hello, Ian, if you're listening. I'm sure you are. And the category winners were Startup Businesswoman of the Year. That was Joanna Francis, Maidstone Virtual Assistant.
Oh, I know Joanna. Yep.
Do you? Mm. You probably know all of these women.
Yeah.
Health and Beauty Businesswoman of the Year, Talita Wigg.
Talita's coming on the show in 2 weeks' time.
She's also coming on Scoff and Quaff.
Ah, so there you go.
Perhaps we should do it the same day, and then she hasn't got the same journey.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to have a detox then?
Just carry on. I don't even want to go there.
You know what she does.
Yes, I do, and that's why I don't want to go there.
Kaloniki again.
Oh, here we go.
Live on air.
Yeah, yeah.
Not profit organisation of the year. Betsy, I can't say this, Adinyance.
Helping Hands.
Joining Hands, sorry. Professional Construction Businesswoman of the Year, Jeanette Post of Rift Group. The Home-Based Businesswoman of the Year was Christina Bolden of Romney Marsh Walls.
Local.
I wonder if there was an alpaca in there.
Mm.
SME Businesswoman of the Year was Emily Kettle, Facts International, FACTS. Professional Businesswoman of the Year was Heather Nowak of Nova IT Solutions. She's a regular on Bunker, a regular listener. Managerial Businesswoman of the Year was Emily Kettle, again, so she's won two. And Recruitment Businesswoman of the Year was Paula West, Scope HR Solutions. Retail Businesswoman of the Year was Sarah Baitup, Broadview Florist. So well done that. That's the Kent Business Women Awards, and we will get them on the Bunker Show, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, I've got an announcement.
Go on.
My son Shay has just passed his...
Oh, well done, Shay.
Well done. Congratulations.
Oh, knockout, mate. Well done.
And why is Mummy relieved?
What's your son's name?
She's been forking out for...
Oh, dear.
Lessons.
Shay.
What's your son's name?
Shay. C-H-E. Shay, like Shay
Guevara. Congratulations, Shay.
Yes.
Yeah. Shay, Shay, you've just made the biggest mistake of your life, mate. You're going to be picking your mum up from every pub on the East Kent coast. Oh, dear.
That was my plan.
Yeah, I figured that as soon as the smile came on your face.
You can just see the tweets now, can't you? Yeah. You know, the photo of me on the back.
Yeah.
Well done, Shay.
Well done, mate. That's brilliant news.
Yeah.
Well done. Well, we've stirred up a hornet's nest now, Derek. We've had the... Herne Bay Indie Retail Group on.
Excellent.
And they're totally in agreement with what you're saying. And Herne Bay Market, they're doing an online survey of all the retailers in Herne Bay. And they want to hear from businesses and residents. And there's a survey. And you can do their survey at their website, which is www.thebay.org.uk/survey/market. So if you go into their website, you can complete their residents and business survey, and they are the Herne Bay Independent Retail Group, who are a collection of retailers in Herne Bay that are doing exactly what Derek says that they should do.
Perfect. So, if they'd like to contact me, they've got the address, then I'm happy to work with them, and
absolutely,
let's get some business there.
If anybody wants to contact Derek or Steve, who's our next guest on the show, or indeed anybody they've heard about on the show today, all the contact details, all the website addresses are on the Business Bunker website. If you go to www.kentbusinessbunker.co.uk, they're all there.
Say that more slowly.
www.kentbusinessbunker.co.uk.
Businessbunker.co.uk.
Kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
That's it.
Have you tried to get the Business Bunker Twitter handle yet?
No, somebody else cyber-squatted it.
Business Bunker, but can't you get the Business Bunker?
No.
Or any other version of... Or Bunker Business. I'll have a look for you later.
You could go on doing that forever.
When I'm having a glass of cider later on my chaise longue, listening to the Bunker
I noticed
show.
You snaffled the bottles of cider from your show earlier.
Yeah, why do you think I have...
You've got a crate under the mixing desk, haven't you?
Yeah, why do you think I have that big handbag, Paul Andrews?
Yeah, exactly. I thought we just had a sink in it.
Just having some now.
Are you having a bath?
No, I'm just having some cider.
Okay. Cool. We've got loads of tweets coming in now, but we'll do those in a minute. I think what we'll do is we'll play a bit more tunage, and then we'll come to our next guest. What do you reckon?
And who are you playing?
Well, I thought about a little bit of Jimmy Ruffin.
Oh, lovely. Reggae.
Thank you. just about someone who cares. I've been looking every day. I know I'm gonna find a way. Nothing's gonna stop me now. I will find a way somehow. I've been searching every day. I know I'm gonna find a way. I've been looking everywhere just to find someone who cares.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Welcome back. Jimmy Ruffin there, What Became of the Broken Hearted, kind of remix version, really.
That was cool, wasn't it?
It was quite cool, wasn't it?
I got a bit worried at the beginning. I thought it was sort of heavy metal.
I thought it was another one of those tough tracks.
Then he came in.
Yeah, good. We got loads and loads of tweets.
Who's tweeting?
Well, it's getting a little bit confusing as well, because some people are tweeting and some people are sending me direct messages, and then one person sent the first bit on a tweet and the second bit as a direct message. So I'm getting a bit confused here. So if you want to shout out, or you want to chat to us, or you want anything read out on the air, more than happy to do it, but can you just live tweet it rather than DM me, because it's easier for us to see in the studio.
And you are doing a lot of things. You are multitasking.
I am multitasking, because I am the presenter, producer, technician, sound technician, and everything else.
Yes,
at the same time.
And annoying.
Oh, I am annoying. That is, yes, very true. Yeah. I've got a DM from City Biz Central London. City Biz Central. Hiya, we have an event on Thursday in Central London. We'd love to see you there. Would you like more info? Yes, please. If you tweet us more info, then we'll give people a shout out about it. But right now, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker our second guest of the day, Mr. Steve Cox. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon. Thanks for asking me.
Absolute pleasure to have you here. Steve is a business consultant and author, and his latest book, Still Selling, The Mindful Way to Business.
Winning Sales, The Mindful Way.
Winning Sales, The Mindful Way is available on Amazon and other good outlets, I'm sure. And there is a link on the Business Bunker website should you wish to purchase it, which you would like to do because it's an excellent book. Steve, welcome to the Business Bunker.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about you and what inspired you to write the book in the first place, and then we'll talk about the book after that.
Okay, I suppose the best way I've described myself is a sales professional for the last 25 years. Mm. Been through from starting out on the road for a Kent company called Silent Gliss. They gave me my first break many years ago.
Right.
And worked my way through from being a salesperson to a sales manager to a sales director. About 15 years ago, after going to see Brian Tracy, who's quite a big, very big, business guru in America, mm-hmm, I thought, there aren't thought for the days for salespeople. So for my own sales guys, I started writing thought for the days and had them. And they were actually sitting around in my house for about 10 years. They'd been sent out to salespeople. And then the good thing with social network, I suddenly had somewhere I could start putting out thought for the days, which I've been doing ever since on Facebook and on Twitter. And then a couple of years ago, a very good friend of mine, called Zulfi Hussain, who MBE and philanthropist, and he said, why don't I write a book on selling? Mm. And especially in the last few years, as you know by the title, it's Still Selling, Winning Sales the Mindful Way. Mm. It's to start putting being mindful about others first in our business. Mm. And this I promote as us not me thinking. And that means that before we do anything within business, go to business meetings, sell a product, even set up a business, is the first thing to think is, what can I do for other people? So in the selling arena, I actually think sometimes if I stop selling and start helping others achieve their goals, we all can win, we all can prosper. Mm. And that is the basis of the book. And, you know, just listening to the conversation earlier with Derek with his business, it's actually about putting people first, thinking, what can I do to help other people? And Richard Branson's latest book, Screw Business as Usual, his big tagline is doing good is good for business. Mm. And Henry Ford, earlier in turn of last century, said business that's for profit only is bad business. Mm. You know, it's about giving other people things they actually need and want. Mm. And not wanting to go on to a rant, I know you like to have
I'm going to have a rant any minute now, Steve, don't you worry.
You are a ranter. And yeah. let's bring it down to basics and nuts and bolts of partly why I wrote the book. Since 2008, the world economy has been in a little bit of a bad place. Mm-hmm. And that is partly because banks decided to just think about profit and not doing things for other people. Mm-hmm. And we're perpetually seeing it, you know, all the PPI claims. And there's just got to be a better way of doing business.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I'm going to have a little bit of a rant about that, I'm afraid. Sorry, listener.
Step back, Steve.
But you're absolutely right. You are so right on two dimensions. And both of those dimensions, I agree with you 100%. It really annoys me when people say about business is purely about profit or it's a dog-eat-dog world or anything like that. Clearly, people that say things like that have never been in business because you can't possibly treat your customers like that and stay in business. Some people do. Some people do try and do that, but they don't last very long. The people that stay the course are the people that think about their customers and offer their customers something that the customers want. So you're absolutely right. It's about being mindful in business. It's about thinking about what people want and how you can best deliver it. I totally agree. My other rant is about sales. Sales, and I'm not a salesman. I don't come from a sales background at all. Now, stop pulling faces at me. I do not come from any kind of sales background at all. But when I started my first business 25 years ago, you learn very quickly that without sales, you don't have a business.
Correct.
But one of the things, or two of the things that really annoy me in this country is one, we are very poor at selling, and everybody thinks it's some kind of horrible activity that we ought to do away with. And for instance, in the US, I happen to know you can do a degree in sales. There's no such thing here. The closest you can get is a degree in marketing, which isn't the same thing.
Could I give you some bad news?
Mm. Yeah, go on.
Everyone's a salesman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you share ideas with other people? You're doing it now. Mm. Do you ask your other half, do they want to go to X or do they want to go to Y? Mm. And you put the case for one or the other. Mm. If you're doing that, you're selling.
Absolutely.
And that is no different.
Absolutely.
It is not a black art. Mm. It only becomes a black art, so to speak, if people are doing it purely for selfish reasons. What's in it for me? How much commission can I make? Rather than, you know, going out, meeting people, meeting other businesses. And the thing is, at the moment, there's a lot of businesses, and when you're selling business to business, where people are scared of making the wrong decision, and they need to work with people who can help them achieve in their own business. Mm. And that is what all good salespeople, all good business people, or just, do you know what, just generally being kind to each other.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, helping each other.
And paying attention.
Absolutely.
One of the things that drives me nuts when I do get people trying to sell to me, especially those people that still try telesales, is the amount of people that come through to you who clearly haven't got a clue what you do.
Absolutely.
And they try and sell you something based on the fact that you need it. And you think, but you don't even know what I do. And that's so glaringly obvious.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things I talk to a lot of salespeople about is if you're making a cold call, you know, that old horrible thing, no one likes doing it, they're fear of rejection, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting the business, for one thing. But the best opening line, and especially if you've actually done it, is you ring and say, I've had a look at your business, and I think I can help you with X. As your opening line, not, I'm ringing you because I think I can sell you X.
Yeah.
The other thing which really gets me, I'm going to go on a rant now.
Good. No, go for it. You go for it.
Is you're involved in a few high-tech businesses, aren't you?
I am.
I have so many high-tech businesses, and they ring me, and they say, Steve, I've got this, and do you want CRM, PPRS, da-da-da-da? I know, it's just a load of initials. Mm. If you're speaking to someone, speak in plain English, so they can actually understand what you're trying to sell.
Jargon.
It is jargon, rather than ringing me and saying, I've got this system which can help you understand through your data your customer base, and through that, you can make better decisions. Mm. as our other guest Derek said, with his data that you can pull off Taptex, you can actually understand your customer better. If you can understand your customer better, you can deliver a better service.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, we overcomplicate a lot of things as well.
Absolutely. Life is simple. Yeah. Why make it difficult?
Absolutely. The easier it is to understand a concept, the more likely it is for someone to buy it as well. Yeah. You know, but so many people try and make it sound complicated in a bid to, I don't know, bid up the price or something. I don't know what they're trying to do.
I think the biggest problem is, and a guest you had on last week talked about this, who's the business consultant you had on last week.
Oh, Jonathan Marsh, yeah.
Very, very interesting chat. Mm. And one thing which he said last week, which is so important, which is a bit of a problem, and Derek and I were speaking about it off air, is that people are forever running so fast that they don't step back and think, what am I actually doing? Mm. Who am I actually trying to serve? And how can I do it best? They're just so busy trying to do the urgent things that they can't see a wider picture.
Absolutely.
The problem is if you're just running, your focus becomes more and more narrow rather than sitting back and seeing more. You know, I think the best analogy that I use quite often is if you drive a car at 70 miles an hour, I won't say faster than that because obviously that's breaking the law. But if you do and you're going nearer your limits, you're so bothered concentrating that you actually can't see what's around you. Mm. But if you actually slow down a little bit, and I call it within the book the 70% rule, you can actually make really, really good progress in life. But because you're going at a more accessible speed, you can actually see what's happening around you, and your perspective and your focus becomes a lot wider. Mm. And actually in doing that, you can see the opportunities far greater. So going back to Derek's example of his business, if you're looking at that, you think, I've got this stock to move, you can suddenly think, you can see the opportunity, there's people around, we can move that product.
Mm, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you know, some people do try and do everything at 1,000 miles an hour, and they go sailing past all the obvious things that they could be doing because they're just in hot pursuit of nothing in particular.
Yep.
And that's the thing. It's not as if they've got a goal in mind. They're just tearing off into the distance for the hell of it, really. Rather than taking stock, standing back and looking at where you are and making some more strategic decisions. No,
well,
I totally agree.
Well, you know, it's quite often that people are so focused on their target or how much money they want to make, whereas in fact they're most probably better off concentrating on the small steps they're taking right here, right now, rather than considering the big pot of gold at the end, because the big pot of gold doesn't occur and arrive if you don't take attention to the steps you're making at the moment.
Absolutely, and I can relate to that. As you probably know, I operate as a business angel investor, investing in startup businesses. And one of the things I spend an awful lot of my time doing now is telling people that the last thing they need is investment. You know, so many people want to run before they can walk, and they think the whole thing can be achieved by getting £100,000 into the business, blowing it on a marketing budget, and then going, oh, we're there. That isn't going to work. And you can only spend it once. And if you get it wrong, not only have you not achieved what you set out to achieve, you've also got £100,000 debt as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, people won't take the time to do it properly. They try to get somewhere before they're ready to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing is, I talk about sport quite a lot in my book.
Mm.
And, you know, you look at the Premiership, it's no surprise to a degree that Man U are so successful. They've got a manager who's consistently being there
Except
yesterday.
Sorry, I'm a Chelsea supporter. It's all right.
You can't win every battle.
I'm a Tottenham
supporter.
Oh, somebody had to be.
But we're third at the moment. But, you know, it is no surprise. Alex Ferguson is consistently good at doing the basics over and over again.
Absolutely.
And he's an example to any business, any sports person doing anything in life. You know, he's a great guy.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right, Steve. He sticks to the basics.
Yep.
Just do the basics right. It's that simple.
Yep. And he's built five teams now, I think, in the 22 years, 23 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is consistency. And, you know, it's one thing when I'm training salespeople is about doing the right things at the right time with the right people over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
If you do that, the good things will come through eventually, you know.
Cool. So give us a pricey, a very quick pricey, because people will read the book themselves, but give us a pricey of the book and the kind of things that you cover in it.
And where can we buy it?
The place you can buy it, the easiest way to buy it is on Amazon.
Yeah.
And it's there as a hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also there as an ebook.
Right.
And as an ebook, am I allowed to say the price and stuff?
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
It's most probably the best £1.59 you're going to spend.
There you go.
Come wow.
On, you know, £1.59 of wisdom.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a link, by the way, on the front page of the Kent Business Radio website. If you click on Steve's name, that will take you to the Amazon download site. Yeah.
Ten years, £1.59. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You could put it into Harbour Books in Harbour Street too. They'd take it in. Liz, go and see Liz.
All right, okay.
She'll take it
Thank
in
you.
For you.
But the overall of the book, there are two or three main things running through it. One is this us, not me thinking, and I think that is just a great essential in life. Then there is the development of relaxed confidence,
mm-hmm.
which when you meet a new salesperson, they walk into your business and they just seem to spew out whatever without even thinking about it. And the best salespeople, the best people you ever meet in life, tend to be relaxed and confident. But how do you become relaxed and confident? Now, relaxed confidence isn't the arrogant confidence which puts people off, but when you're relaxed, it draws people in. And you develop relaxed confidence, one, by knowing yourself, knowing your business, and really learning every aspect of your business. And I'll give an example on this. I'm lucky enough within the company car to go and get a new car every 3 years. It drives me mental when I go into a car dealership, and I'm talking about good quality cars, and you know more about the market than they do and what's available. And I'm just thinking, you're being paid to do this. Should you not have this information? It's easy to get hold of. So one is knowledge, and that takes time. And unfortunately, a lot of people won't invest their time in learning really everything about their business and the market they operate in. The second thing is this slowing down, which I mentioned a few minutes before, that if you start all your actions from a point of stillness, it's a lot faster.
We're zenning out now. We're zenning out.
Absolutely. Stillness is a forgotten art, and I could talk on stillness for another hour and a half, so I will move on. So you've got the understanding yourself, you've got the ability to act from stillness, and that allows you to move forward a lot better. And then it goes through some exact parts of the actual sales process, through to business planning, to setting goals. So it's an all-encompassing, very easy to read book within about 2 hours, and all the way through the book I'll write a paragraph or two and then ask a question. Because my view is that all of us have the answers we generally need within inside ourselves. All we need to have is someone to ask the question. And I'm hopefully that person who's just asking you the question.
All right, okay, cool.
I'm not sure I have the answers within myself when I'm trying to sort out things on my computer.
Ah, well, that's a technical issue, possibly.
Yes, maybe jargon there.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, but you do know the answer.
Yeah, I usually ring you.
You know, you ring me or Billy Dean or Rob Parker.
Yeah.
So you do know the answer. He's absolutely right.
The three boffins that I know.
It goes about, it's quite a lot of the conversation this afternoon in some ways. And the whole point of the show, it's about networking. And it is building up. It's thinking, all right, I know somebody can help me on that, but I can help them on this. And that is what makes the world actually runs fairly smoothly.
Absolutely, yeah.
Surrounding yourself with people that you know and you trust is great, isn't it?
But the thing I really liked about what Steve said was this sense of stillness, this sense of standing back and just looking at what's in front of you, and coming back to Steve's car analogy earlier. I had a classic example of that a year ago when I went to buy a new car, and I walked into the dealership and I told the salesman what I wanted, And then he tried to sell me something completely different. So I walked away. And a few months later, I drove into that dealership with the car like I'd gone and bought somewhere else. And he went, oh, you bought one of those? And I went, yeah, that's what I asked for. And he went, well, we do those. I went, yeah, but you wouldn't sell it to me. I kept asking, but you tried to sell me something else and I didn't want it.
He was mostly on a commission for something else.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
A big bonus.
Yeah. And, you know, so they lost that altogether. So that taking a step back, that stillness, I totally agree with, you know, it's a way of looking at things.
Well, it's something I've tried to work on for quite a few years. And, again, Derek and I were talking a little bit earlier.
Mm.
And I got to that point, I was doing a turnaround business from someone. I turned up at this company. They had about a 3 million turnover. And don't look too short when I tell you they had 2.2 million of stock. It took me a year to get rid of a million of that stock because it was a big job.
You should have been on Tactex. Yeah. We could have shifted that in a week.
Trouble is, apps weren't there, I don't think. But the thing is, I did the classic of tried to doing everything myself, thinking no one else could really do it. So yeah. I did everything myself. And I actually got myself to a very, very highly stressed point and right. just started to feel ill. And I just thought, you know,
there's
a different way of living.
Mm.
Yeah.
And luckily for me, it was actually through Brian Tracy, one of his things, which actually quite amazed me. You mentioned Tai Chi.
Yeah.
And I went off and I started studying Tai Chi, and that was about 6 years later. And believe me, anyone who can find any exercise program to learn to relax, be it Tai Chi, be it yoga, be it meditation, be it mindfulness training, it is worthwhile.
Yeah,
because,
absolutely.
You know, we all work, we all want to be successful, but do you know what? Well-being and happiness is actually
and health.
The greatest
yeah,
thing.
Absolutely.
It is. It is, yeah, very no, much so.
I totally agree with that.
Because if your health goes, you can't run your business anyway.
No, you can't. Yeah. And what's the point of it, you know?
Mm.
I'm a big fan of mindfulness, as you know, here. And in fact, there's a mindfulness program running in Whitstable fairly soon as well.
Are you going?
No, because I've already done the program a couple
you know
of times.
It. You're probably teaching it then.
No. I wouldn't deign to do that, but yeah. We could talk about this for a long time. I've got a tweet in, which you'll be pleased to hear, from Go Facility Creative, which will be Rob Parker.
Yes.
And he says, interesting show today. It's really nice to hear about the business tortoise rather than the business hare. It really does work. And that's from a guy that runs a very, very successful high technology business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I can say, well, I certainly, it's taken me 25 years to get around to writing a book.
Right.
And being on radio is quite lucky for me, but I'm absolutely no spring chicken. I'm getting nearer to 50. But it's if you take your time, there's so many different cycles in life, and you just don't know when the bits are going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, we mentioned the chap in Canterbury earlier. You called him a nice young man. He's 26, two startup companies, two sales. Brilliant.
Yeah. Liam.
The famous Liam Gooding.
Yeah. At 26, I was bothered about ladies and drinking, I think, more than more than work.
Funnily enough, know. I'm still bothered. No.
Well, you've gone off the drinking.
I've gone off drinking because I'm teetotal, so I'm focused. I am focused.
Oh, right. But a narrow focus?
Very
broad?
No, very narrow focus.
But it can be just, you know, especially with social media, that we all know this, you know, you can tweet all night, all day. And certainly with me, people are phoning me at 9 o'clock at night. They're phoning me on Sunday. They're phoning me on Saturdays now. So I do shut my phone off occasionally now. I have to because it never stops otherwise.
Yeah, I'm not very good
only when I ring her. She turns it off instantly when I ring her.
Yeah, I'm not very good at that, actually.
What, not turning off? No. You have to. You have to. And the other thing I'll do is I'll just get out, you know, get away from my... And I start feeling sick, you know, this constant onslaught of emails and things. I just get out.
At the back end of 2011, I did a charity trek to Base Camp Everest, which was 12 days up in the Himalayas. Phone didn't ring.
Yeah.
I didn't take it. Switched off. Beautiful. It was when I got back, it was very weird. I went back into work on the first day and I went, why is everyone running around so fast? And I'd slowed because when you're up there, because of altitude, you actually walk at below 2 miles an hour.
Right.
And your whole body slows down. It's just... brilliant. Mm. But when you get back, you just realise everyone's headless chickens.
Right.
Really?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Cool.
We had a and also another tweet. I don't know whether you've seen it, Paul, from MPRIT in Ashford. Have you seen that one?
I haven't seen it yet,
It says, Jules Serkin, Vanilla Web, just, this is going back to Taptex, but I didn't want you to miss it. It just says, just downloaded the Taptex app. Amazing concept. Hashtag get involved. Hashtag business bunker.
So, brilliant. Was that, who was that, Frankie?
It was MPRIT in Ashford.
That's Frankie Goodman.
That's Frankie Goodman.
Oh, thanks for that, Frankie.
Hello,
that's
Frankie.
Really interesting. Yeah. Cool. No, I didn't see that tweet. I'm sorry. Otherwise,
well,
I read it out.
You've got so many.
I've got a gazillion, and we're almost at the end of the show. So, in a moment, I'd like to say a big thank you to Steve Cox.
Pleasure.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Please get his book. Please read his book. There's a link on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website where you can, it takes you to the Amazon site to download it or to buy it in whichever format you want. Do have a look at that. In the meantime, Steve, thank you so much for joining us on the Bunker Show.
No, pleasure. Last thing I'd like to say, if anyone would like me to come do a talk or what have you on Mindful in Business, then please contact me via Twitter or Facebook.
What's your Twitter handle?
It is at Still Living Now.
At Still Living Now, so you can contact Steve then. Or you can come and see him. Steve's going to be talking at Fruitworks Create, which I think the next one is on April the 25th.
That's correct.
Yeah, last Thursday in April. Thursday night, 7 p.m, Fruitworks, Stour Street, Canterbury. Come along and see Steve then.
Free beer.
Free beer. Sponsored by jobsinkent.com.
I'll wait till after I've talked.
Thank you for that.
And I'd like to say a huge thank you to Peter Denham, Shea Serkin's driving instructor, who tweeted me. And his Twitter handle is at AZDriving. Thank you, Peter. You got him through first time. Great, great driving instructor in Canterbury.
Brilliant. Well done. And well done again, Che. I've got two or three things that I really, really must read out. I don't know what you've got. Yeah.
And
we've got a gazillion
stacks
tweets, and we've only got 10 minutes left. I want to let you know about this weekend, the 6th of April, here at Hagelands Farm, where we are, Hagelands Village. There's a whole weekend, a vintage weekend, with clothing stalls, classic cars, vintage military vehicles, music, swing, Lindy Hop, and all kinds of things. And then in the evening, there's a 1940s dance, and there's loads of things going on at the bistro. There's a dinner there.
Fabulous.
There's a dance.
Food.
All over the weekend. Mm. So check it out. You can find out all about it at www.hagelandsvillage. That's all one word. HUGUELANDSVILLAGE. Hagelandsvillage.co.uk. Or you can ring on 01303 874 727. That's this weekend, the 6th and 7th of April. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 a.m. for the vintage fairs and everything. And then in the evening, both evenings, there's loads of music, dancing, dressing up, 1940s, and all kinds of schmooze.
You do like to dress up, don't you, Paul Andrews?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what I'm wearing today. Lederhosen.
Yes, fantastic. I do like a man in lederhosen.
Absolutely.
Reminds me of Schiphol.
Yeah, and a tank top.
Yeah. North Kent Branch FSB Business Clinic, poor selling techniques and practices are costing your business money. 9th of April at 5:15 to 7 at the Innovation Centre in Medway. Guest speaker is Jamie White of Course UK Limited, CORSE. He's a customer focused business consultant who has considerable experience in making it work. Facilitated by Neville Gaunt of MindFit Limited.
Okay.
Details will be on the bunker after the show.
I've just had a tweet as well from Peter Wood, and that's 99 Hawkeye 99. Peter is the guy that does aerial photography and things like that. Yeah.
He's not in a helicopter.
He's not in a helicopter or a plane. Do you know, he uses very long poles and remote controlled airplanes. No, he does, seriously.
Was he on those, what are they called? Those things you walk on.
Yeah, it's still.
Long poles.
Yeah. No. He uses remote controlled aircraft and stuff like that. It's really brilliant. Anyway, Peter's just said, I've just downloaded the Taptex app as well. Excellent. So thank you for that, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah. So we've got a few people there starting to look into it, which is good. I want to mention this because I know this chap really well, and you couldn't get anybody more deserving than this. Mid-Kent College Principal Stephen Grix is in line for a national award. The Mid-Kent College Principal and Chief Executive, who steps down this summer, has been shortlisted in the large company category of the Institute of Directors Awards. Mr. Grix first joined Mid-Kent College as a 15-year-old bricklaying student, having left school with no qualifications. He eventually returned as the Principal and Chief Executive in 2005 and has since spearheaded a major transformation. Mr. Grix said, "I'm extremely proud to have been nominated for this award, which is a recognition for all the hard work put in by the Mid-Kent College staff every day. We've invested lots of money in our facilities and workforce, despite the tough economic times, ensuring we continue to grow and improve for the benefits of our students and local employers." Mid-Kent College was named Large Business of the Year in the 2012 Kent Excellence in Business Awards. It moved from Horsted Chatham to an £86 million campus in Gillingham in 2009, and is investing a further £23 million in a facelift of the Maidstone campus right now. Mr. Grix will continue as chief executive on a part-time basis until 2015. Steve, that's absolutely, absolutely well-deserved. As some of you may know, I'm a governor of Mid-Kent College in Maidstone, and I've worked with Steve, and you couldn't, a better person couldn't win an award. He's done such a fantabulous job.
Let's it's get him unbelievable. On the show, Paul.
Yeah, we may well do. We may well do.
We must.
Yeah. So good luck with that, Steve, and we're rooting for you because you really deserve it. There's a networking event Thursday the 11th of April at the Spitfire Pub, Liberty Square, Kings Hill. It's the Spitfire Speed Networking. It's supported by Core Financial Services, who host it, and it's a monthly not-for-profit networking event. If you would like some more information, you can email drutherford@coreifa, that's all one word, coreifa.co.uk, and find out about the Spitfire Speed Networking on Thursday the 11th of April at the Spitfire Pub, Liberty Square, Kings Hill.
A quick one here, Friday 12th of April, 3 to 5, the Stag Community Arts Centre, London Road, Seven Oaks. 12th of April, Michael Fallon, the MP, is hosting a Google workshop for local businesses around the Seven Oaks area. Google will meet Seven Oaks business owners to offer advice and tips on how to make the most of the internet and grow a business empire. We'll put details of that up on the Business Bunker, and it's a free workshop. Thank you.
Cool. Peter from Hawkeye's just tweeted in saying stilts. I'd never thought of that. So that's another new innovation thought of on the Business Bunker show.
You know what you could get, Peter? Those new ones, those bouncy things, like make you into kangaroos. You stilts with like coils at the bottom. Have you not seen kids on those?
Really?
So he could really go sky high on that.
Blimey.
It's a very boing, good idea.
Boing, boing, that kind of thing. Okay. Yeah.
You know, like the Olympics, those runners, those kangaroo runners, are a bit like that, but like you can bounce.
Oh, in the Paralympics, like Pistorius.
What did I say?
Yeah. Okay, have you got another email there?
I've got hundreds.
Go on then.
Medway's to get a university technical college for 14 to 19-year-olds.
Hooray, at last.
At last. Is this the engineering one?
Yeah.
The first attempt was to get the New Star Vocational College. They were trying to get that done last summer, but it failed. But now the proposals have been passed by Medway Council. And the lead sponsor is the University of Greenwich. So that's all been approved. Well done there. We should get these guys on. But the chairman of the UTC board was Professor Alan Reed, Director of Regional Development at the Medway campus of University of Greenwich. We will go into depth on this later on in the Business Bunker next week, perhaps.
Cool. I've had a tweet from Alex Waterton.
Yes.
Please, can you shout out for the Business Community Breakfast, which meets the second Thursday of the month? So that will be the 11th at 7:15 at Gillingham Golf Club. And you can find out all about it by following BCB_Kent. That's BCB_Kent on Twitter. So thank you for that, Alex. And I've actually been to the Business Community Breakfast over there in Gillingham, and a very good event it is too. And I think I might be right in saying that our old mate Peter Cook's talking at the next one.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he is.
Cookie.
The author of Punk HR, Sex Leadership and Rock and Roll, and the Music Business... Or the business of music, or the music business.
Lights the odd cocktail on a chaise longue, I've heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
I'm just looking at this Wheels for Wisdom. We've got I've got long emails, and I'm aware of time.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
Could I please ask a favour? Would you kindly mention our event details pass it on to any colleagues interested in cycling? It's a charity cycle, Wheels for Wisdom, and it's on the 12th of May, so this is a diary date. And there are three routes, 15 kilometres, 45 or 75. Start and finish is at the Royal Engineers Museum, Prince Arthur Road in Gillingham. So you need to contact Emma Dengate, fundraising coordinator, and that's Friends of the Wisdom Hospice. So we'll put details of that on the bunker after the show.
Cool. Kerry Howes has just tweeted, my weight loss class starts on Thursday, 7 till 9 at the Horsebridge for 6 weeks of support in changing your food-focused life for good. And you can follow Kerry at Kerry, that's with a K, underscore Hales, H-A-L-E-S, on Twitter. And you can find out about her weight loss class at the Horsebridge in Whitstable.
Can you stop looking at me when you say that, please? Because I don't stand a chance on the Scoff and Quaff show.
You don't stand a chance because you eat too much.
Yes, but I also do like a tipple and, you know, it's part of the show, isn't it, sampling this?
Absolutely.
Kent and Medway, superfast broadband deal. One of the biggest infrastructure projects in Kent's history will start this year as better broadband is delivered across the county by Kent County Council and BT. This is backed by £10 million of council funding, £9.87 million from central government and £19.6 million from BT. And the contract follows the enormously successful Make Kent Quicker campaign, which we had on Business Bunker.
We did.
Which saw the FSB and many of our members signing up and saying they wanted more from their broadband. So well done, everyone there. Yeah, I've got my fibre optic in Whitstable now.
Have you?
In Tankerton, yeah.
Yeah, as you keep telling me endlessly,
yeah, well,
I've got super fast,
yes,
fibre optic broadband, Paul, and you live on the outskirts of Tankerton where you've got a piece of wet string and a dented can.
Yeah, I've seen a lovely house for you, by the way, because you said once you wanted to live in Whitstable, and
yeah,
I found
on.
One for you right on the seafront.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that glass monstrosity.
No, a really nice one. You'll love it, and it's all done up and lovely. I'll send you the details.
It's not yours, is it?
No.
You're not trying to unload Tankerton on me?
No, mine is not done up and lovely yet.
with a naff cooker.
Yes, I'm getting one. Oh, someone's phoning me live on the Business Bunker. Let me just decline
it. Is that
it.
You?
Yeah, sorry.
Turn that off.
Well, I keep the tweets going. It is on silent. I don't know why it's buzzing.
Okay.
How long have we got? Because I've got loads to read.
You're going to have to do a really short one because we're almost out of time now.
I haven't got short ones. Tell me a tweet.
We got so many, it would be unfair to read them all out. Yeah?
Okay, IOD of Kent.
Yeah.
International Business Forum is April the 18th, Thursday. That's 8:15 till 10. Light breakfast provided. I won't be going there. St Lawrence Ground, Canterbury. I will go. I'll just take my own. So it's £15 plus VAT. Non-members are £25. Have you considered the most effective way of generating international sales leads and business opportunities? Funny, we're getting lots of sales ones on when we've got Steve. It's like they're sort of coming to us by some outer force.
Cool.
And there's also an Exporting for Growth event in West Kent, 26th of April, 8:30 to 11. Mercure Hotel, Tunbridge Road, Tunbridge Wells. And
cool.
That's also Michael Fallon. Details will be on the Kent Business Bunker after the show.
Cool. Thank you for that, Jules. It's an absolute pleasure to have had our guests on, and I want to say a big thank you to Derek Cornelius of Tactex.
Thank you.
And Derek, you wanted to mention something.
Just one quick word to all the businesses, yeah, in Kent. We will put your business in everyone's pocket because that's where they keep their wallets. That was a bit cringy that last bit, but we were putting
it. I love it.
I bet you're up all night thinking of that.
I love it. Thank you for that, Derek. A big thank you to Steve Cox.
Thank you very much.
Business author and mindful business guru. Thank you so much for joining us, both of us. It's been an absolute pleasure for you all to join us. Thank you for listening in to the Business Bunker Show. Coming up on channelradio.co.uk later today, we have Kevin Cam with Extra Milk at 3 o'clock. We have the ladies' favourite, Craig Avery, at 5, followed by Chris Tiny 6 at 7 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, we have the New Potato Show with Jamie Leftarm and John Munn doing all that's new, unsigned and up-and-coming in music at 9 o'clock on the New Potato Show. But thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we will be back with you next week.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.com.